It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3 Hall & Oates and Private Eyes.
Okay, so in 2020, a lot of things have been affected.
Yes.
I don't know many things that haven't. Movie theater popcorn being one of them.
Oh, you love that too.
I do. Sales have tanked this year for popcorn, and that's led to companies that supply the popcorn to have tons and tons of extra inventory.
Oh, no.
So I feel like I could help them out. I just need a big, massive popcorn machine.
I spoke to the manager of a place in town that shows movies and told them how big a fan you were of popcorn. And I actually asked them if I brought you a trash bag, clean, brand new trash bag, how much would it cost for me to fill that full of popcorn? Because I thought it would be fun to bring that and leave it on your front porch while you're socially distanced.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
I think you could eat a trash bag full of popcorn in the next 6 days.
Oh, I absolutely could. But I need the butter.
Dreams do come true.
I mean, can I get like a big, huge can of butter to go with it?
Like the size of a big can of Crisco of movie
yes.
theater butter?
Okay, what I'm going to need is popcorn to go with my butter. I mean, if you know anybody, if you're talking to people, you know, I mean, that's what I'm requesting if I'm going to get anything.
Anybody out there that wants to help make this dream become a reality? Trisha's in quarantine at her house till Monday. She needs movie theater popcorn with butter.
I don't need it.
You need it. You're diabetic and it's part of your diet requirements. You have to have this.
Yummy.
Now, you don't like the salt on it though, right?
I could put salt on it.
But I'm talking about that weird orange movie theater salt. You're not after that.
Oh, no. I mean, and when I say like movie theater popcorn and butter,
it's
got to be that combination. Like my mom has said, just get microwave popcorn. And she gave me some of that store-bought butter that comes in a plastic bottle.
Uh-huh.
It's really not the same. The butter may be the same, but the popcorn's not.
Can I point out this is just like my argument? I have not had a concession stand pretzel all year long at a soccer game. And my favorite thing is to eat a salty, real dough pretzel with cheese dip. And because you can't serve food that isn't already prepackaged at these games. And so everybody keeps going, well, just go buy them in a store and make them at home. It's not the same.
It's not. I agree.
It's not the same.
I feel your pain.
And also, can we just talk about hot dogs? I can make a hot dog at home, but they're not as good as a concession stand hot dog. I don't care if I bought the same stuff. I can't replicate. The bun gets a little soft. It's warm. The hot dog's the perfect temperature. Well, I guess first world problems, though, right?